Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Today Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September the 7th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a nickel at 671, December wheat up 27 and a quarter cents at 844 and a quarter, and November beans down 15 and a quarter cents at 1383 and a half. As we mentioned this morning, I didn't think the corn and beans, the wheat would hold up as well as they did overnight with the crude oil down. It was down $2.50-$3 a barrel when we opened here, and the dollar was up at that point about 40 ticks. As is the case, the corn broke 18 cents off its highs. The wheat broke 37 off its highs. The beans broke 50 off of its highs. This morning about 9 o'clock, Top Third issued another recommendation to sell some more corn, wheat, and beans, adding on to our sales there, and we're happy with that. And, you know, what happened in here, you know, I thought with the dollar strong and the oil in the tank that we just wouldn't be able to hold up. I thought Putin's comments were absolute nonsense. I think it was just a ploy by Putin to sell grain at higher prices out here. So I didn't put a whole lot of stock in it. We had that sale this morning to Mexico. Really didn't have much impact on these markets. But, you know, again, we got the report on Monday. Everybody's looking for a lower corn number, and I certainly agree with that. I think the beans will be steady, maybe a little bit better. I haven't seen the average gases. They haven't been put out yet. Let me take a quick look, see if it's come out yet. No, I haven't seen the average sheets out quite yet. They were supposed to be out this morning. But at any rate, the dollar did break off its highs. It broke a penny, 110 ticks, or a little bit over a penny. Did not put in a key reversal on the charts, but still a little bit of an off day. As the dollar broke, it really didn't have any impact on the wheat, because the wheat, as I mentioned, broke the better part of 30 some odd cents off their highs. So, you know, again, as we start heading into harvest, we're looking at bigger Brazilian crops, Australian crops, Russian crop looks big. You know, I think we've got a fair amount of grain out there. And I certainly don't see the shortages that we saw, you know, 3 months ago. Now, that's not to say the report won't show something friendly on the stocks numbers. You know, corn isn't going to be under a billion bushels. I think there's a realistic chance that we'll see that. Are they going to change the bean carryout much? I don't think so. Are they going to change the wheat carryout? I don't think so. You know, we still have, you know, lousy exports. The beans are not going out to China as they did last year. With the Argentinian news yesterday, Brazil should have another source to buy beans rather than the U.S. So I just can't get too friendly out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.